This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, in the least surprising news of the month, this happens every year in the draft, that there is a guy that wasn't projected
to be
a first-round pick, and he's starting to rise now. And we even projected that it would be this guy, and that is Jackson Dart out of Ole Miss, to the point now where people are saying, could the Jets take Jackson Dart at number 7? Or, you know, like, what? You know, it's crazy how this happened. It happened with Zach Wilson, happened with Bo Nix last year, happened with J.J. McCarthy, it happened with Michael Penix. It happens every year. Now, there's not as many quarterbacks that could jump into the first round this year as last year, but he will be the one to do it. He will be the guy that he'll get drafted in the first round. I mean, right, it's so just here, no doubt.
Here's what happened. So I called Todd McShay.
You called him?
No, I caught him on like Instagram doing one of his breakdowns of one of these players. Listen, he cares about it. He loves it. It's kind of like looking at Mel Kiper and listening to what they're talking about. And he was having
really good at projecting these guys. He nailed Daniel Jones
out
of the draft.
Yes, he did. So he is talking about Shedeur Sanders. And he's talking about some of the contact that he had with some of the teams that need quarterbacks in this draft. We all know who those teams are.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking and saying that the people that he was talking to within these organizations that Shedeur Sanders sat down and had an interview with, the 15-minute interview, that it was, and I want to make sure that I get this right by Todd. I don't want to screw this up. He said that the guys that were talking and interviewing Shedeur Sanders felt as if Shedeur Sanders could give two craps about what the hell they were talking about. Like wasn't even interested in talking to the guys that he was talking – that Shedeur was talking to.
Yeah.
That have a high draft pick that need quarterbacks. So I'm assuming the Browns, the Titans, you could talk I don't know who else would be in that list, I guess. I think Shedeur has his eyes set on one thing and one thing only. It feels like the Giants. Or maybe because he's working out with Tom Brady, maybe the Raiders.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
And doesn't want to go to the Browns, doesn't want to go to the Titans, And Todd basically said it was off putting, essentially. That was what I got out of what Todd was saying in his Instagram post.
Do you want a counterpoint to that? Some counterpoints?
No, but I'm just. The reason I say that is because I think that probably happened to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, these interviews, sometimes you impress people, sometimes you turn people off. And, maybe there are teams that he does not want to play for and therefore doesn't really need to get involved in these conversations. But, again, I still think he's a guy that thinks that he's going to make it because his dad made it and he's the son of his dad. And he feels like, you know, he's ready for this next step.
Yeah, so Josina Anderson, who I believe does some work for CBS now, she said, I'm disappointed to hear that a quarterback's coach from a team drafting in the top 7 referred to Shedeur Sanders as coming off brash and arrogant in his team interview and making his assessment known to a number of people per source. I'm purposely not naming the team as to not directly call the team out. I'm just sharing this.
Come on, get over it, man.
I'm just sharing that this coach's personal assessment is the direct opposite from how Sanders came across to many reporters in his press conference with the media at the combine.
Yeah, well, he's not trying to, I guess he's trying to impress the press, but they're not drafting him.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe he's talking to a coach and he was flippant in his comments or, you know, that was the way that it was interpreted by the coach. Coach is allowed to have his own opinion. Yes? No?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I bet you I came off brash and somewhat off-putting. I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, and you weren't even getting paid back in college.
Damn straight I wasn't getting paid.
So, I mean, I think says, let's see, according to league sources, said QB coach, said seems to have issues with the culture of athletes who have broad fame and financial success before entering the NFL, and in their opinions appears to them to have a problem with certain athletes, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay, well, guess what, Josina? That is a problem that everybody's dealing with. You're dealing with, you know, kids coming out of high school now that want $1 million to go play for a school, or $15 million to go play for quarterback for Michigan.
Yeah.
I mean, so it everybody's affected by the money. And I'm sure he comes off as cocky, brash, and very confident, which I would expect him to be.
Yeah, I've never seen an interview or anything with him where he has come across as someone who doesn't care about football or isn't interested in what someone's saying to him. That would be a surprise to me. That's not the stuff I'm worried about with him. Those things, I think, will be fine with Shador. The issue I have is his talent to be able to succeed in the NFL.
Yeah, I was telling somebody, you know, Tom Brady was drafted in the 6th round, Brock Purdy in the 7th round. These guys were not thought to be great players coming out of college, and they made themselves into something because maybe the environment they were in, maybe they believed in themselves so much that there was no way that they were going to fail. I kind of feel like Shador falls into that category in terms of his overall athleticism and explosiveness. You can't sit here and tell me that Brock Purdy and Tom Brady were explosive coming out of college.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, every year these smear campaigns start on a player. I mean, we can go, I mean, we're talking 20, 30, 40 years ago, this stuff would go on. Dan Marino, as far back as then, Josh Allen digging up his tweets from when he was 14 years old, the Laramie Tunsil dropping of the weed gas mask the night of the draft. These things always happen. So, you know, I am not surprised at all. There'll be stuff about Cam Ward that comes out. These agents are ruthless and just, it's just horrible. Teams do this. They put stuff out. They want a guy to fall. And it sucks. Now, it's different now because these guys are getting paid at the college level and a lot of money.
And this is Prime's son, man.
Right.
So, I mean, so this kid has been coached by his dad.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in high school, college, and now he's getting ready for the pros.
Yeah.
And you don't think he's going to be there's not going to be some sort of impact that the whole Deion presence is going to have on this kid? It's unfortunate. I mean, it's good that he has, you know, the last name Sanders and that Deion's his dad, but that's a blessing and a curse.
Sure.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Sure, because there are people out there that don't like Deion's brashness and are just going to assume that Shador is the same exact guy.
How about it happen if you were Charlie Woods?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you got to live up to this impossible situation. And, you know, I think Tiger, by all accounts, seems like a great dad. And
he was there. Did you see
that?
Did you see he was there at his daughter's soccer championship victory in college? And it was
Sportsman. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and he's out there celebrating and having a good moment with her as well.
Yeah. So I mean, like, again, Shador has got to live. He's got a lot to live up to. But I also say that he may have that intangible that is required to become a really good quarterback, and that's to believe that you're going to be that quarterback. And because he is Shador Sanders, and because he's going to be a first-round pick, everybody is focusing on that. Nobody focused on Brock Purdy. Nobody focused on Tom Brady. By the way, nobody focused on Joe Milton, you know, when he got drafted. And I'm just, all I'm saying to you is all of those guys probably had exactly this brashness that Shador has now, but maybe it's just not out in the open as much because they were not Shador Sanders.